What is up, my beautiful tokers and smokers? We are here today on Couch Cushion Sessions.
What's good, everybody?
I was very excited for this intro, and I got like into it, and then I didn't remember what I was going to say. So we're doing some stuff here.
What's your name?
Oh, yeah. I'm B.
A.K.A. the one-hit wonder.
Yeah, A.K.A. I forgot how to speak with my full voice into a live mic, V. A.K.A. Raspy V. I'm Corey, everybody.
A.K.A. the Catalyst C. I don't know.
Are getting better by the week.
A.K.A. Terrifier 2, Corey.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Oh my God.
And I'm Justin.
Nobody cares.
A.K.A. Jersey number 14, Justin.
Boo.
Let's cross-pollinate.
So A.K.A. the Justinest of Justins ever.
You know what the problem is? Every week, I'm like, I'm going to start. I got to have a Rolodex ready. And then we get here every week, and I'm like, deer in the headlights. Like, fuck.
I've never done this word association thing, so this is a foreign concept to me. So
it's easy if you're speaking at like a 30% capacity like V is. Because, see, that was low-hanging fruit. You haven't fucked up.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, well, shit, there's no beach balls across the middle. I don't know what to do here.
Well, you could have said, and I didn't realize this until, because last time you said white shirt wearing Justin, and then I realized wearing the same shirt. I didn't do
Holy
it on purpose.
Shit.
But
oh my God.
Yup, in my white tee. Who remembers that song?
What were we supposed to do this episode?
Forget.
This is very fitting for what this pod is.
Well, also, this kind of fits right in with what, because Corey was trying to explain it to you and you were not following.
I could
and
not.
You guys almost.
Yeah. It plays into a very. Yeah, because I couldn't explain or articulate the idea we had for this episode, and I was trying to explain it. You weren't picking up what I wasn't putting down, and it was just like, what the fuck?
I remember it was like TV shows or something.
Yeah, so let me lay it out like this. So
Justin, the sober one, is going to do it.
let me lay it out like this. Recently, I started watching Dead to Me on Netflix. It's a Christina Applegate show.
Yes.
I started watching it on my own. I watched the first like episode and a half, two episodes by myself.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, I like this show. This can be a me show. And then the other day, as my wife was getting ready for work or she had the night off and she came out, I was starting to watch episode 3 and she sat down and started watching it with me. And she started enjoying it, and so it kind of became
this
our show.
To me all the time.
So now we've only watched like, actually we blasted through the first season, but I can't watch any until she has time off because now it's our show.
Yeah. So now you've got to go back and at least you only have to go back and rewatch two episodes. I don't know how many fucking entire series this one's had to go back and rewatch because of just my refusal to watch regular programming for the better part of, 34 years.
And not just that, like, anytime we watch shows, he falls asleep, so then we have to replay that episode again.
So you're not getting anywhere.
Well, I tend to...
What's the definition of insanity, Justin?
Doing the same thing over and over again.
And then I'd be upset because it doesn't fucking change.
The trick is...
Let me hear the trick. All right, hold on. All right, ready? Everybody listening?
I'm like a gremlin. You can't feed me. Because once I eat, it's I'm officially...
It's night time.
Dude, I've hit that phase in life where it's like, if I'm sitting down at the end of the night, or as they say in the South, setting, if I'm sitting down at the end of the night and we're watching a show together and I eat, even if it's something like snacky bullshit, ice cream.
Mm. I know, it literally, like, it just happens instantly. He'll be like, yeah, uh-huh.
And next thing you know, you look over and I'm just...
And then I'm like, Corey, you're falling asleep. And he's like, no, I'm not. I'm like...
I'll argue. I'll get indignant. I'll be like, what the fuck? No.
There's very few, like, masculine things I do. Like, you know, and let me reiterate, masculine. Because it's not masculine. It's bullshit. It's horseshit. And I wish I could drop it.
Yeah.
But, like, that is one of them. My wife will call me on that. Like, if I'm on the couch and she's in the chair, like, the couch is death to me. Like, if
dude.
If I lay on the couch... even if I'm not tired, out 30
minutes. It's a wrap. It's
a wrap. I'll be like, and she'll go, hey, hon, are you falling asleep? No.
Dude, it's...
But I was dead asleep. I was dead ass asleep.
But you have to deny it because the way...
You get so indignant. Like, what are we gonna do?
What gets indignant is...
Oh, here we go. Okay.
And this is... Let's just put out there, this is unfair to Kristen because she's not here at the moment to defend herself.
I'm defending it for her.
You're taking up the plight here for the both of you.
This is not working. I
love you.
My layers are not working. Layers.
I love you, but it's... You come off kind of indignant.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
With the not indignant.
The worst part is I videotape it just in half the time.
Yeah, there's a lot of sleep videos of me. The audio of that could make a great pod series for us because there's a lot of funny shit.
There was one, I woke him up and he was like, you know, that's the problem with you wives at the shipyards and you're always trying to make us coffee. It's just so shitty. Well, and I was like,
I said the coffee has good intentions, but it never serves its purpose.
The coffee does have good intentions.
Yeah.
It means well.
It does. It just doesn't always accomplish, you know, cocaine, which is what you want from it. But indignant was the wrong word. I should say aggressive.
Oh, aggressive. Okay.
Because it's like, nobody wants to be woken up with, you're falling asleep. And you're like, when you're woken up that way, it startles the fuck out of you. Mm-hmm. And you're like, whoa, I have to wake out of a dead sleep.
I yell, you're falling. I go, hey, you're falling asleep, Corey.
I didn't say, okay, I probably portrayed you in a way that was not entirely accurate there.
I mean,
and
there
thank
are
you
times
for calling
I yell
me
at
on
you
that.
Because he sleeps like a dead person.
What it is?
You can shake him and he doesn't wake up. I have to put the phone blaring next to his ear like this to wake him up. It's insane.
Yeah, it's once I sleep, I die. You can run a freight train through the room and I ain't waking up. The couch for you is the bed to me. When we decide let's go in the bedroom early and watch TV in the bed,
yeah,
out, dude.
Lights out.
Out. Because I love, there's few feelings in life that I enjoy more than falling asleep with the television on. There's a song by Billy Joel. And you pointed out the other night, I don't remember what night it was. I think it was the night over the Thanksgiving break. You were like, the moment like the TV comes on in the bedroom, like it was the night you and Sean were playing Minecraft, and I went in the bedroom and I cut on Robert Stack, Unsolved Mysteries, such a Caucasian show, at like, I don't know, 1 a.m, because it was like, you know, it was a break, so we let them stay up late and they were doing their thing. And I woke up, or, you know, I went in the bed, cut it on, and I was laying there. And, dude, I didn't make it through a segment, and it just, it was like I was out. And she was like, Sean came in to say goodnight to you last night, and you were just like, okay.
He was like, night, Dad, I love you. And he was like, and?
I don't even remember this shit. They could have stayed up all night and had like lampshades on their head. I wouldn't have fucking known, dude.
Isn't there something about when the significant other like prods you because you're sleeping that feels like, ha, ha, or it, I'm not saying that
like
that's
you
what
fell
you're doing
first, yeah, type of shit, kind yeah of.
I never feel that way.
Well,
ever.
It almost feels like we've let you down,
right? Yes,
and it's
yes
like, fuck, I have failed. It's like. It, like,
oh,
when you
God
get killed in a game and it just flashes in big bold letters, game
dead
over. Yeah. And you're like, fuck, man. Fuck.
Because you know what
I
happens?
I woke up facing this failure.
You know what happens if my wife falls asleep in the chair and I'm on the couch? Nothing.
You get
I
up,
let her sleep.
You get up quietly so as to not disturb
here
her.
We
yeah
go.
No. Yeah. Or, you know, if it comes to, you know, it's midnight or whatever, and it's bedtime anyway. Hey, hon, you want to just go to bed?
Oh, dude, but will she?
Usually.
This one doesn't. I love you, but I'm like, come on, let's go to bed. And you're just like, no, I want to stay here. And I'm like, if you stay here, you're going to fucking hurt in the morning.
Oh, yeah, I start to fall asleep. Like, I get, because I fall asleep in really weird places, like, yeah.
Then I have to do the, like, do I need to pick you up and carry you to the bedroom? Because I will.
If necessary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I usually get indignant, like, no, I'm not coming. And then he's like, come on, we're not doing this. And he kind of like sheep herd dogs me into the room. Like, come on. Come
yeah
on, let's go. Yeah. So we have lost a lot of TV series that way. Like, yeah. That happened to us with Riverdale. We tried watching the last last season and it just.
Cheeks.
Yeah.
Oh. I can think of, so Marvelous Miss Maisel, her and I were both really into it, and we watched the first three seasons. The fourth season just recently came out, and she wants to watch all of them before we watch season four because she doesn't remember where we're at. And I'm like, oh.
She got to, Kristen, you got some catching up to do.
But it's just
that's
like,
something you got to do on your own time, recapping.
Like, yeah.
It's not new material.
In the meantime, your boy wants to watch Ms. Maisel, and your boy can't watch Ms. Maisel.
Yeah, now I've got to hang up. It's like, let me just give you the Cliff Notes real quick.
Yeah.
Was the one you were thinking of Grey's Anatomy the other day?
So with Grey's, we were watching it, and she tapped out, which is a different thing.
Hmm.
If she taps out, I'm going to blaze on. And I caught up all the way to season 17, 18.
How good does it feel to go at your own pace?
Oh, it's great.
Isn't it exhilarating? Oh,
even with a show like Grey's Anatomy, which there's plenty of like dud episodes.
Sure.
But, and they're 45-minute long episodes, so it's like...
Yes.
That's lengthy fodder.
You're doing, at best, three or four, and you're pushing yourself if you're doing that in the night.
Right.
But it feels great to not have to go, okay, well, here's just this one episode, and then we'll get to it again in a week.
Yeah. I see, the thing is, with us, she's very much the you, because all I watch, generally speaking, is sports,
mm-hmm.
or lately, Terrifier 2. And
spoiler
it's,
alert.
It's been a week since I've seen it, and I'm jonesing to see it again. But there's so many shows we've watched, entire series that she's already seen previously. Game of Thrones, Jane the Virgin. What was the one prior to How I Met Your Mother? And she's got the patience of a saint in that she will rewatch all of these with me. And it, the one that I've been like, hey, you need to watch is Ozark. Because she's never seen Ozark, and I don't know if you have.
I haven't yet.
Dude.
I know. Well, okay, so.
Maybe we can watch it together, guys. Yeah,
on the topic of Ozark. Ozark is one of these shows that I know I'm going to love. I absolutely know I will. I love Bateman,
yes.
And like that's all Bateman.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So I am going to love that show. But at this point, they're in what, season four?
Four dropped, and that's the last season.
But
I believe so.
I have to watch, like, now it's daunting because I haven't started it. Watched one.
You will tear through them, dude. And if you start it with your lovely wife, she's not going
she's
to want
not
you to watch it without her.
Okay.
She's not, dude. I'm telling, because I'm weird in that I shouldn't say that. All people are probably this way. If a show doesn't hook me fairly quick, I mm-hmm. lose interest. Ozark, within the first 15 minutes, you're like, oh, fuck yeah. It's the Terrifier 2 of TV shows. Like, it hooks you quick, dude. Like, it's awesome. It's every episode is action. It's fucking great.
Speaking on something relevant, well, not relevant, but something that just came out too, not just Ozark, Wednesday. Have you looked at that?
God. That's a show that I have on pause because when the trailer came up, I was like, ooh, this looks interesting. And literally as I was saying it, as I was thinking it, she said it. I was like, shit.
So
I have to wait.
Yeah.
I just started. So I watched
it. Looks fucking good.
I didn't wait. I just watched it. And then yes. I was like, you're going to really like this show. He's like, wait, you watched it without me? I was like, yeah, that happened because I'm not waiting on you.
It yes. looks good. It looks really good.
And we watched the first episode.
Listen,
together last night.
They went into so much detail in the show. Like, there's some actors I'm like, meh. But, like, the main actress, she, like, everybody, like, on, like, online is saying they genuinely think she did a fantastic job playing someone, like, on the spectrum, like, autism spectrum. Because she genuinely, like, Wednesday Addams kind of has that air
yeah.
about her because she's just that person. But it's just, like, she did such a fantastic job playing someone that doesn't have any kind of, like, disability like that. And it's just so phenomenal. He can tell you. He watched the first episode.
Yeah, so we watched the first episode together last night. She was like, you would like this because it's got horror elements to it. I enjoyed it. I'm hoping that when we get home tonight, episode two will be watched. And I think it's only like 8 episodes, so it's not cumbersome.
Yeah.
You know, it's not Ozark. It's not, dude, Game of Thrones, How I Met Your Mother was arduous.
Sitcom TV, so like 24 episodes.
24 episodes, 9 seasons. Like, it wasn't arduous in the fact that it was tough to get through. Yeah. It was just a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is without commercials, is 20 minutes an episode, whereas a show like Ozark or Game of Thrones, you watch an hour and you only got one episode out the way. You can tear through 3 or 4 in that time of How I Met Your Mother.
Right.
And they're addicting as fuck. You know what I mean? So Game of Thrones, though, took a bit. It took a bit. And with those shows like House of the Dragon, we started that. When you start those shows, there's so much you have to take in and keep pace with. The names, first of all, the names are goofy as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get familiar with all the territories and all this shit. It was a good thing you had already seen it, because I don't know how many times I asked you fucking questions. Like, who is this again? What the fuck is Winterfell? Who's the Red Keep? Like, I mean, I don't know what the fuck this shit is.
He was like, wait, the Red Keep's in the castle? As we're in the last season. I'm like, where have you been?
I paused and I was like, what the hell is the Red Keep again? And she was like, it's that's where they're at. In the castle. I was like, oh, play button.
That was the other part too with the Wednesday thing. I wanted to see if it was actually like going to be more of a kid show,
because
I know him. He's not really big into like kid horror. Like,
no, I like disgusting horror.
And that's why I was
hence
like,
the clown.
Let me watch this first and see if it's actually like worth it. And like, I only have one complaint on the entire show, and that was just because, and it literally happens in the first episode, they explain the different types of creatures that are at her school, and they don't explain what the stones are. And this doesn't spoil anything for the series, literally, it's just this one moment. They have Gorgons in the show, the ones that, you know, like they see you and they turn you to stone.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally what it was, but they make you think they're stoners.
Oh.
By the way, the context is, so you're like, what? Wait, what? Like, everybody else is a creature, and we're talking about stoners? Like, what the fuck is going
well,
on?
Yeah. Why do they have
we're kind of creatures,
here.
Too.
Yeah. Why do they have a couch cushion crew at the Nevermore School?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
So, last show I'll throw out there before you wrap up.
Oh, yeah. True. He's watching time. Get on
though, here. My wife and I, like, within the last year, we bought a new TV because of this show. So, on season one, we got hooked on Yellowstone. And then we were like, oh, we need a new TV. And we watched season 2 and 3 on Yellowstone.
Okay.
It's awesome and awful all rolled into one.
You like Game of Thrones.
These characters are terrible. Like, they're not likable.
Right.
They're not. None of them are likable. But the action is really cool. It's got a lot of cowboy shit. And they're in Montana, which is gorgeous.
Yeah. I see. I love Costner. But I've heard there's a lot of animal death in that, which I don't do well with that shit.
I didn't realize how bad he was with it until we watched Game of Thrones, and I'm like, it's literally just like, they don't really die, it's just like the show, like they die in the show.
And I get it, it's just, it gets to a point where it feels gratuitous, and this is coming from a guy with a fucking Art the Clown shirt on. But I do need to try and watch it. I thought about, like, getting us Paramount Plus, because it's like the only streamer we don't have, because Tulsa King's up there, and that looks way up my alley.
It is.
And
weird,
my buddy Matt was telling me about it. He was like, dude, you would love this shit.
It's same dude.
And I'm like, yeah, dude. I'm like, I kind of want to get Paramount Plus now.
Speaking of that, real quick, we watched this movie called Llama Killer Pinata.
Killer Pinata.
Oh my god, if you ever watch a horror movie,
cheeks.
It was terrible.
But like, you can't look away. It's a car crash, and you're like, what the fuck?
Horror, I feel like, is one of those genres where you can get away with that.
Uh-huh.
Like,
if
it's really terrible, it'll be great.
There's an entire so bad it's good subgenre.
Mm-hmm.
And
on that note, because we're getting into movies now. We need to sign out.
Yeah, we'll do movies another episode.
Yes.
So get us out of here.
But you beautiful people, you stay tuned, stay positive, and stay stoned.
Boom!